You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood from the Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center. Amen. Praise God in the Miracle Blessing and Healing broadcast here. Amen. Hallelujah. In Cocoa, Florida. And I thank God for what God is doing. God is blessing. God is doing great things. Amen. Hallelujah. And so I thank God because he knows everything. Amen. He knows what we're doing. He knows how to bless. He knows, hallelujah, how to deliver. And I thank God for what he's doing. We're getting ready to go back. Amen. Praise the Lord. On February 1st to our 21 days of fasting. Amen. We fasted in January, 21 days, and the Lord moved greatly. Amen. It's nothing greater than a corporate fast. People coming together, fasting and praying, seeking God, talking to God. God has wrought many miracles and deliverance. So, amen. Hallelujah. Get ready for that 21 days in February, starting February the 1st through the 21st. And we want you to continue to meet us tonight. Amen. Praise God. The Sons of Thunder is there. Amen. Praise God. God moved on last night. Praise the Lord, overseer there from Patterson. God used him and blessed him in a mighty way. And we've been having great services. Amen. We started on Tuesday night and the prophetess, amen, came in and God blessed her and used her. And then overseer Patterson last night and tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. One of the Sons of Thunder. Praise God. Apostle Rodney. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll be there. Dames, Apostle Rodney Dames will be speaking tonight. And I'm telling you, you don't want to miss these men of God giving you what thus say the Lord and telling you how God is going to bless your life, how God's going to move in your life. Come on out 8 o'clock tonight. Praise God and to receive your miracle. And then on tomorrow night, his brother, amen. Glory to God. Apostle Quentin Dames will be there 8 o'clock Friday night. Don't miss it. Two more nights of miracle. Two more nights of blessing. And God's going to bless you. And then on January the 1st, Sunday, amen, morning service, Pastor Joseph Orange will be with us. And then, amen, we're starting again service on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Minister Solomon, and then revival, amen, glory to God, with Apostle Antoine Brown, amen, that Thursday night, and then that Friday night, February the 6th, amen, praise God, Prophet Robert Adderley. You don't want to miss these services. God is moving, God is blessing, so come on out and be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. God has a blessing for you with your name on it, but you got to come in order to receive it. You want to receive your blessing. You want to receive your miracle. I know many of you are still hiding behind, amen, looking at Zoom. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you need to get to the house of God. You need to come where we are assembling ourselves together. Well, today, I want to talk again. Praise God, hallelujah, about fasting. And God wants us to fast. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And the enemy, that old devil, came to attack him. Praise God, hallelujah. And I want you to know that's what he'll try to do. Amen. But you got to do like Jesus did. Jesus gave him the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is right. The word of God is powerful. Amen. And when you use the word of God on the devil, on the enemy, amen, they got to back down to the word of God because the word of God is powerful, swift and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. Hallelujah. And it will make the devil, hallelujah, get off of your back, make the devil leave you alone. I want to talk to you today. Amen. Hallelujah. From Matthew, St. Matthew 17 chapter. Amen. In the 14th verse. And it reads, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, praise God, hallelujah, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and so vexed, for oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. Praise God, hallelujah. Here's a man that need a miracle. Amen, hallelujah. Need a deliverance for his lunatic son. Many of you that way today. You need a miracle for your son. You need a miracle for yourself. You need a miracle for your husband and for your children. I want you to know you can come to God. I don't care what it is. God is able to deliver you. Amen, hallelujah. But he came to Jesus and told him his story. Many of you got a story, and you can come to Jesus and tell him about it. Amen, hallelujah. You can come to the man of God. You can come to the woman of God and tell him about it. The 16th verse says, and I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes you got to go higher than just people, amen, regular members. Praise God, hallelujah, regular preachers, regular ministers. You got to go to the higher power, amen, hallelujah. You got to go to the person that anointed, praise God, that has the power. And amen, Jesus had that power. His disciples didn't have it. Praise God, hallelujah, because they didn't have the faith. And then the 17th verse saying, then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus had to let them know, amen, their faith wasn't working in the situation. How many of you know today that when your faith don't work in a situation, hallelujah, you can't get what you need done. But, oh, hallelujah, when your faith is moving in the right direction, when your faith, hallelujah, is accurate, amen, hallelujah, and your faith, hallelujah, is working because you believe God, not just saying it, not acting like you believe, but you, hallelujah, you really believe God. Jesus rebuked the devil, 18th verse, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. See, amen, hallelujah, when your faith is working right. Amen, hallelujah, when you believe God right. Amen, hallelujah, you're not just saying it, you're not acting on it. Amen, there's a lot of people, praise God, hallelujah, act like they believe. Amen, hallelujah, talk like they believe. It's not the act, it's not the talk, but do you really believe God? When you really believe God, amen, something will happen. Action will happen. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But you got to put it to action. Faith without works is dead. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. And Jesus rebuked him. Amen. That's what you got to do. You got to rebuke the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the child was cured. Now, amen. Hallelujah. This child went away. Amen. His father went away with his deliverance. His father went away with his miracle. His father went away with his healing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Amen. Hallelujah. They came to Jesus privately when everybody had left and said, what's the matter? Why can't we cast him out? Praise God. Hallelujah. There is an answer to the question. Amen. Hallelujah. And you need to seek and find out what's going wrong. Why you're not getting the answer. Why your prayer is not going anywhere. And some of you don't even have enough faith to pray. Amen, hallelujah, but hallelujah, glory to God, you need to pray, and you need to ask God, and you need to believe. 20th verse, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, hallelujah, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, hallelujah, hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen. Glory to God. So what are you saying? Amen. They had unbelief. Praise God. They did not believe strong enough. Praise God, to get this lunatic healed. Amen. They did not believe strong enough, hallelujah, to get this child delivered. Praise God, hallelujah. But Jesus said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, doesn't matter how small your faith seemed to be, you use it. Use your faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Speak in the name of Jesus. Speak the word unto the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, you got to tell the mountain to be removed. Hallelujah. And cast yonder. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, it shall be removed. Glory to God. But nothing shall be impossible unto you. Do you believe that today? Nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Unto you. If you use your faith, if you speak the word, amen, if you bind up the enemy, if you bind up Satan, praise God, hallelujah. But he said in the 21st verse, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. You got to use your prayer and fasting life. You got to pray, hallelujah, and you got to fast, and you got to believe God. You got to stand on the word of God. Jesus fasted and prayed, and hallelujah, deliverance came. Praise God. Esther fasted and prayed when she needed a miracle for the Jews. And God blessed, and God delivered the Jews. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I am the Lord God, and I change not. Praise God, hallelujah. So don't you look down. Don't you be discouraged. I don't care what the doctor say. I'm not listening to what the doctor say, but I'm listening to what God say, and I'm listening to what God's word say. You got to believe the word. You got to stand on the word. Get you a scripture and stand on that scripture. And when you say it, God will do it. But you got to get your fasting life going. And when you get your fasting life going, God will move for you. The Bible said, is this not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of the wicked, to undo heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Hallelujah. You need a fast that will set people free. You need a fast that will loose the bounds, hallelujah, of the wicked. Praise God, hallelujah. The wicked don't need to be stay wicked, but they need to be changed. They need to be set free. But Isaiah 58:6 says, is not this the fast? God need to give you a fast that will get people delivered. He need to give you a fast, praise God, that will set the captive free. I want you to know today, hallelujah, corporate fast works, amen. People got to come together, hallelujah, and pray. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. See, the thing is, you got to be praying and fasting. Hallelujah, glory to God, to get the devil off of your back. Praise God, hallelujah. But you don't need to be praying, hallelujah, for strife and debate, to argue at one another, hallelujah, glory to God, so you can get strength, hallelujah, glory to God, to argue and force, glory to God, to debate back and forth, hallelujah, to see who know the word the most. That ain't the thing you ought to be fasting for. That's not what you ought to be praying for. Praise God, hallelujah. But you ought to be fasting and praying for God to deliver his people, for the nation, for things to be turned around, hallelujah, for Israel. that they might be saved and that they may seek God. Praise God. It's time now to get your life together. It's time now to turn from your wicked ways. It's time now to seek the Lord while you may be found and call on him while he is near. The seventh verse say, is not this the fast to deal bread, thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor, hallelujah, that are cast out of thy house. You gotta bring the poor. You gotta, hallelujah, those that are hungry, you gotta give them the word. The Bible say, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Many of them don't know the word, but if you start giving them the word, if you start telling them what Jesus said, you must be born again. Hallelujah. You got to come to Jesus and you got to deny yourself and take up the cross and follow them. You need to know there is a fast that will bring forth deliverance. Hallelujah. There is a fast that will set the captive free. There is a fast that will loose the bound. Hallelujah. Come on now. It's time now to call on God. Look at our nation. Amen. Many are even sick now because of the cold weather, because of the storm. Many are dying. But I want you to know, don't you keep talking about dying. You start talking about live. You shall live to declare the works of the Lord. It's time now to speak faith. It's time now to talk faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You gotta believe God. You gotta hope in God. You gotta trust him. Don't lean on your own understanding. Praise God, because you don't understand many of the ways of God. But he said, take my yoke upon thee and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come on now and seek the Lord. It's time to rise up like never before. Glory to God. Rise up and get your deliverance. Rise up and get your miracle. I don't care what's happening to you. I don't care how down you are. I don't care how they treat you on the job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You serving a God that owns everything. The Bible declares the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And it's God's pleasure to give you what you want. He said, delight yourself in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. Come on and seek God. Come on and call on him. It's time to rise. It's time to do better. It's time to think better. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's time now to call on him. It's time now to rest in the Lord and wait on him. Don't let the devil keep you blind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let people make you blind. Hallelujah. You got to see Jesus. And you might be like Zacchaeus. You may be short and can't, hallelujah, get to see him. But Zacchaeus, hallelujah, said, I'm too short. I need a miracle and I need to see him. So he climbed up the sycamore tree because he had to see Jesus. He was a rich man, hallelujah, man of power, a tax collector. But one thing about him, hallelujah, he couldn't see because he was too short. People block his vision. Don't let nobody block your vision. Hallelujah, may not be able to see. You may be too short. Hallelujah, glory God. But God wants to save you. God wants to deliver you. Jesus said, this day, Zacchaeus, I'm abide at your house. So come on down out of the sycamore tree. Praise God, hallelujah. Jesus wanted to deliver him. Jesus wanted to set him free. I want you to know he's the same God, and he want to set you free, but you got to come to him. I know you say you don't know who I am. Hallelujah, glory to God. I've been mean all my life. I've been bitter all my life. I've been full of hate all my life. I've been full of malice. Hallelujah, God can change you. God can deliver you. He can take the meanness out of you. He can make you kind. He can make you loving, because he's a God of love. Greater love has no man than this. Hallelujah, that he laid his life down for you. Praise God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him, if you believe in him, he won't let you down. If you call on him, he won't let you down. For he's reaching out his arms and said, whosoever will, I don't care who you are. You might be a drunkard. You might be a prostitute. Hallelujah. You might be a street walker. Hallelujah. Might be a drug addict. And maybe you're not a drug addict, but you sell the drugs to get your money. But I tell you one thing. God is greater, and he can help you. You need to come to him. Come on and seek him. Come on and run to him. He can deliver you. He will bring you out. Is anything too hard for God? No, not. It's not too hard for God. His grace is sufficient. His mercy, he is merciful now. Unto you, well, you don't know me. I got a thing that I jump from bed to bed, from this man bed to the next man bed. And you know, hallelujah, some of you men are saying, I'm full of flesh, and I got to jump from one woman bed to another woman bed. But Jesus can help you. He can deliver you from flesh. Oh, don't let flesh take you down. Don't let flesh destroy you. Don't let flesh, hallelujah, cause you to die and lose your soul and go to hell, because God want to save you. God want to bring you out. He want to deliver you and set you free. He can do it, but you got to come to him. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God, and you need to come to him. You that are not saved, I want you to, hallelujah, say today, God, I need you, and I want you to come into my life. I'm ready now to turn from my sins. I'm ready now to give my heart to you. Hallelujah. And say, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my heart. You can set me free. You can deliver me. I believe that you're the Son of God. You died for my sins, the role that I may have life. And I accept you into my heart right now. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm delivered. Tell Satan, I denounce you. I no longer want to follow you. I no longer want to live for you. I want to live for God. Hallelujah. And begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Find you a place where you can serve God. Hallelujah. Go and find you a church. Hallelujah. And get in that church where you can call on the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you, God will save you. He'll save your family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God is bringing in family. He wants families saved. He wants households saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he'll do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a merciful God. And he want to do it for you. So, hallelujah, begin to praise God. Hallelujah. And say, God, I want to receive the Holy Ghost. Because you need the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost will give you power over the flesh. The Holy Ghost will give you power to live right. Oh, hallelujah. You don't know me. I can't put it down. Yes, you can. Hallelujah. You can't do it on your own. That's why I'm, hallelujah, recommending Jesus to you. Jesus can help you. Jesus can deliver you. Jesus can set you free. And I recommend him to you today. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. And those of you that are sick in your body, don't you worry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a healer. And Jesus, hallelujah, by his stripes, you are healed today. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, let them claim their healing. Oh, and we bind every sickness and every disease and every infirmity. Hallelujah. And we pray that they would accept their healing, because by his stripes, they already healed. Get up and pick up your bed and walk. Get up and pick up your crutch and walk. Get up and, hallelujah, push your wheelchair and walk. Hallelujah. Get up and praise him and say, cancer, you got to go. Arthritis, you got to go. Sugar diabetes, you got to go. Heart trouble, I'm not accepting you in my life. And begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to lift him up and give him the praise, because the praise belonged to him. Praise the Lord. Praise him, hallelujah, now, because it's, hallelujah, it's your time to praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for all of you that's been listening, all the amen supporters that's been supporting this ministry. I need you to keep supporting this ministry so that God can bless us and that we can continue to stay on the air. Because, amen, hallelujah, I'm glad to be on here, back on this air again. Hallelujah, glory to God. God allow it to be so. Amen. And it's 1 year, and we're going into our second year. And I want to stay on this broadcast so you continue to support this broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Join the, hallelujah, Elizabeth Hayward 300 Club. Amen. I need 300 people. Amen. To continue to, amen, support this broadcast. Amen. Hallelujah. Send your money in. And glory to God. Don't forget, meet us tonight. Amen. The Sons of Thunder will be there. 8 o'clock. Amen. Apostle Rodney Dames will be there speaking tonight. Come on and get your miracle. And then Friday night, his brother, amen, Apostle Quentin Dames will be there. Come on. Come on and be blessed. Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center, 1500. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Northeast Florida Avenue. Come on. Come on. Come on, get your miracle. Come running. Come praising God. Come shouting, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you need God to bless you. You need God to work in your behalf. You need your deliverance. And then meet us on Sunday. Hallelujah. Pastor Joseph Orange will be speaking at 11:30 a.m. Then Wednesday night, Minister Solomon. Then Thursday night, the revival start. Amen. Apostle Anton Brown. And then on Friday night, Prophet Robert Adley. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Come on and let God bless you. I love you. This is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward, woman of God that believed God, woman of God that's praying for you, a woman of God that's looking for miracle for you. God works miracles, signs, and wonders. And hallelujah, if I speak it, hallelujah, God honors it and bring it to pass. So, amen. Come on and get your miracle. God bless you, and I love you.